Luke chapter 11. Came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And here we have the model prayer in verses 2 through 4. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven as it is in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Obviously, that is not a prayer that is just to be a prayer to be repeated rotely. It really wasn't the Lord's prayer. The Lord couldn't pray that prayer. Does anybody know why the Lord couldn't pray that prayer?
Because he had no sin.
He couldn't pray, Father, forgive us our sins. So the Lord Jesus never prayed this prayer. He was teaching people how to pray. And certainly every one of these elements of prayer are very significant. We aren't going to be mentioning this tonight, but it would be pretty difficult for a person to sincerely pray, lead us not in temptation, if they were planning on sinning that day. It'd be pretty hard for a person to pray that. On the other hand, you think about these different aspects of prayer. These are certainly things that to pray about would be to expect a definite answer to these different aspects of prayer, as the Lord taught us how to pray. Tonight we're going to look a little bit at the next part, though. And he said unto them, again, he's teaching them about prayer, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto thee, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Now, the word importunity certainly has the idea of, we use of it as certainly inconvenience, but it has the principle of continued, persistent prayer. And the great lesson here, I think there's a number of lessons. But you know, I think one lesson here is that sometimes there's prayer that needs to be continued to be prayed. Sometimes there's prayer that God expects us to pray and to continue to pray. I think one person said it this way, there's some prayers that God doesn't answer right away. And it requires people to continue in prayer. Now, I've always said this. What takes more faith? To pray once and see it answered, or to pray and pray and pray and pray over years and not see it answered? Well, certainly it takes a lot more faith to continue in prayer. And so here we have a great lesson, a great truth about persistent prayer. We have great truth about the fact there are some things that don't, God kind of gives us the idea that he doesn't answer right away. And he expects us to continue to pray, or perhaps you could say there's some things that take a lot of prayer. We find in Mark, of course, he said about those great prayers against the forces of Satan. He said, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. And he was saying that this kind of spiritual battle entrenched the entrenched forces of evil and the entrenched forces of sin. he said, you know, lay me down to sleep type prayers don't work. So we find a very important lesson here about prayer. And the idea of ask and it shall be given you is talking about present tense asking, a continuous asking. And you know, sometimes we're just lazy. You know, sometimes I think about this. You know, we have these great prayer requests on Wednesday night from Monday, and then, you know, by the next Wednesday we forgot them all. And think of all those good contacts we had last week, and we had prayer requests, we wrote them down, and now this week we have another batch, and typically, myself included, we forget about the ones from last week, and now we go on to the new ones. And if you know anything about Maquanago, let me ask you a question. Do you think that kind of praying is good enough to reach those people? I don't think so. I mean, we have entrenched warfare here. We have the hold of Satan. We have the deceitfulness of comfort and riches holding over people. We have false religion holding over the hearts of people. We have all these different things. That we are battling. We are battling certainly Satan's forces in seeking to win people to Jesus Christ. And you know, you think about it. You know, I thank the Lord for you folks. A great host of people that witness, are hungry for souls, that go out and care. And thank the Lord for little drops of opportunity, but when's the last person that got saved? When's the last person got saved? You know, the reality is there's great forces that we are fighting here for the souls of men, and I think there's a great principle here. And certainly we believe in getting out the Word of God, and we thank the Lord for all those things. But really, the purpose is to see people come to Christ, isn't it? The purpose is to see people born again. And we have a principle here of prayer. A principle of prayer, and I would say that many times our prayers, myself included, our prayers are, you know, I have a friend, give me some bread. Nope. Okay. That's it. Stop praying. Go on to the next prayer. And actually, we see that this passage of Scripture teaches the opposite. It's talking about importunity in prayer. And it's talking about persistence in prayer. It's talking about the fact that, whether you want to put it this way or not, is there are many prayers that don't get answered right away. And it requires continued persistent prayer for there to be an answer. And so, we have the instruction importunate prayer and the need for it, and we can really identify with this. We can identify with the need, but we also identify wrongly with the fact that oftentimes we pray. And we pray once, and then we stop. Now, obviously, we have the principle that God is higher and God is greater than man. And so it says, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now again, I believe this is the present tense there. They're talking about what it's talking about, this continued, persistent, faithful, importune prayer that goes beyond the circumstance. You know, importune prayer isn't something that comes easily. It isn't something that just, you have to go against the odds here. You have to go against light, just like the principle of this kind goes not out by prayer and fasting. And notice, so then we have a promise. In that kind of praying, we have a promise. And, you know, you think about this in its context, you think of George Mueller. And, of course, this is an illustration of food. Give us this day our daily bread. And here was an illustration of someone needed bread and the answer of God. And, of course, you can picture George Mueller praying for that food for his orphans, even though there wasn't any food, but he persisted in faith, believing that God would provide, and God did. But, you know, it wasn't just, you know, pray once. You can think of George Mueller on his knees persisting in prayer. And the circumstances seem to point against many times how that their needs would be provided for. And so we have the promise there. And notice the promise is also based on the goodness of God. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Well, obviously not. God is good. And we have confidence in approaching God. Verse 13, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, this last verse has different interpretations. I think that if you'd look at the context, all of this context is talking about instructions to believers that apply to today. I've talked to two different Greek professors on this, and some say, well, the fact that the Holy Spirit doesn't have an article in there has one significance. Another person says it doesn't have any significance. But I will stick with what my professor in Greek told me in seminary, that this is talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. Not talking about the person. You have the person of the Holy Spirit. But you know, there is also a principle there. And I think this is the principle. You just don't become a soul winner and a winner of souls in a moment's notice. You don't become a winner of souls in a moment's notice. You know, we can get really cold in our hearts. And our hearts, it takes a great work of God to change the coldness of our hearts. there is that application. Obviously, it's referring to the captivity of Judah. But it is a great verse when he that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. I was talking to a particular pastor, and they were mentioning that for 7 years they've had a drought of winning people to Christ. But finally, they've seen hard cases won to the Lord. And we were talking about the context of brokenness. And, of course, there's many places in the Bible that talk about brokenness. Really one of the biggest hindrances to people coming to Christ is ourselves. And the fact that our heart isn't broken. And the Bible refers to that, infers that in Isaiah where it tells us that a child can't be born until there's first of all travail. But here is a principle here in the context of importune prayer of the work of the Spirit of God in our own lives. It's not pray a little prayer and all of a sudden you're a soul winner. There's a work that must take place in our hearts by God. And it does not answer which would say quickly. So as we think about this whole issue of prayer tonight, it'd be good for us to look at and think about our prayer life. I think that we could honestly say that many times that our prayers are sincere, but they don't always accomplish much because we give up too quickly. And when we are talking about wrestling great forces, and we are talking about great spiritual needs. There is a great need of importune prayer, persistent prayer, prayer that will continue, even though at first there does not seem to be a response. And this is a teaching of the Lord here. May that help us even tonight as we take these lists and we look at these people and we look at the different prayer requests and we realize that the things that really count will take persistence in prayer. There will be a definite cost. And, you know, thank the Lord. There's a lot of prayers that get instantly answered. That is a huge blessing. I mean, we just heard about one tonight. You know, they prayed and had a transmission problem. And, whoa, boy, the Lord took care of that. That was, and what a blessing. But there's other prayers that require great persistence. And we need to be those kind of people. And God, under those conditions, God says, ask and ye shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And maybe the Lord is challenging you tonight about some special needs in your life. And how you're going to approach those. And if you have been a giver up type of prayer warrior, Maybe the Lord is challenging you tonight to get back on the path of persisting in prayer. And realize that there are many things that require persistent prayer, desperate, persistent prayer. And we have with that believing the promise under those conditions. So desperate, persistent, believing prayer. May the Lord help us to apply these to our lives. Let's pray. Father, I thank you tonight for your word. And we thank you, Lord, for the truth that we need to apply to our life. And Lord, we think of the context of life here in Mukwonago. And we think of the great battle, the great struggle there is to see genuine conversions and to see those who are converted to live for Jesus Christ. And Lord, may we renew our commitment, and may our understanding be enlightened as to these great truths. And Lord, I pray that as well we would consider our own heart and the work that God, you need to do in our lives, that we would be persons, Lord, that are you able to be used of you to win others to Jesus Christ. So, Lord, bless our time of prayer tonight, and I pray that you will even help your people as in their own personal lives. They face definite needs that only you can answer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.